Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So this has to be the first time you played this.
First time.
And I totally love it.
Yeah. I got to add some new stuff. I'm trying to bring some new music.
Dude, this is
not
great.
Not necessarily new, but new for the show.
I get it. Yes. It's like 30 years ago, but come
it's
on, man.
It's awesome.
It's a great song. Speaking of 30 years ago, let me ask you a quick question. That coach I referenced, my coach from CHA in eighth grade.
Coach Stank.
Like, if he's driving around in his car, listen, he was probably early 30s then, so he's probably like 60-something now. Like, I guarantee if he's listening to us here at WIP and heard me reference him, like, he would be like, I didn't coach that guy. Like, I was as forgettable can be. Like, I guarantee you. So, Coach Stank, if you're out there and you're listening, you were a great coach. We loved you. He was our CHA head football coach in 7th and 8th grade. He was great. He was phenomenal.
But
I guarantee
you believe he has no idea that he coached you.
Guaranteed, if he is listening. He's like, wait, talking about me? Yes, we're talking about you. He would never know that he coached me. That's how forgettable I was. By the way, I also need a doctor. Please weigh in. Can you, in fact, injure your feet, not just have hurt them a little bit? Can you injure your feet by walking in the wrong
slowly.
Sneakers? Walking very slowly.
How wrong were these sneakers?
Well,
what are we talking about?
Good when I bought them, but I bought them 3 years ago.
Okay.
I remember it was during the pandemic, and I made sure the store was very light, had the mask on the whole day. I think it was around the fall of 2020, and I just remember it was, like, in the pandemic, but not in those first 3 months, obviously.
And those were running shoes.
Yeah, basically. Basic regular shoes, yeah.
Right. And I don't think you could have possibly walked enough to wear those down.
Well, here's what
they were running shoes.
I don't know, John, because here's what so it was a kid yesterday at the store I went to, but he was knowledgeable. And I asked him, how long can you wear the same pair of sneakers before you should change them? He said 400 to 500 miles. That's it.
And I'm positive you didn't walk.
Oh, John, I did.
You think you walked 400 or 500 miles in the old shoes?
Well, just in the last 21 weeks, I've walked 45 minutes a day for 21 weeks.
But
I mean, that's just
for the 7 years prior we were doing our show, you never walked.
No, I didn't walk and I didn't run, but I got to imagine there was something in there. All right, let's get to John's rant. But if there's a doc out there, let me know. Can you injure your feet by walking in the wrong sneakers? All right. So, Summer of Richie, or is it Summer of John? Summer of John.
Summer of John.
Meet the Richie, Summer of John. Richie available for the ladies. We're going to still figure out the mechanisms. I think we need a matchmaker, by the way. I just want to put that out there. If anyone's an official match. Like, we're going to need probably a website, a landing spot, submissions. Like, we don't have, Rhea, we don't have those capabilities.
We don't have the infrastructure, as they like to say.
That's correct. Like, we don't have that.
And let's be honest.
Yes.
You and I and James don't want to be responsible.
That is 1,000% correct.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yes, totally. So if you're a matchmaker,
and let's
out
be
there,
real, I think John doesn't want us to be responsible either. I think it works everywhere. Yeah.
But I think he knows we got his back here. We're doing, like, John,
yeah,
right?
I do sense that, Joe.
We're trying.
No, we want you to find, like, a person to hang
wonderful.
Out with and have
totally,
fun.
Totally.
And I appreciate that.
And so it was about a week or so ago, I said, hey, John, how about just as another way to woo the women of the Delaware Valley, let them know, whether it's someone listening right now or for this person's sister or whatever it might be, put a love song together, because you know you got talent with the guitar and the voice. You're very talented. You are very talented. And John this weekend went into the lab, and came up with his rendition of When a Man Loves a Woman, which, James, was a specific request from about a week
Correct.
Ago.
Correct, yep.
And let's listen to it. We'll break it up in two parts. We'll listen to the beginning, then we'll comment on how it sounds, then we'll get to the crescendo. We'll get to the end. Here is John Ritchie. Ladies, get ready. He's coming to a theater near you. He could be coming to a home near you. Could be coming to your home. Here we go. John's rendition. Percy Sledge, is that the name? Percy
yeah.
Sledge did When a Man Loves a Woman. So too has John Ritchie.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He'll change the world for the good things that if she's bad. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down. When a man loves a woman, spend his very last dime trying to hold on to what he needs. He'd give up all.
All right, hold on here, because this is a good spot here. Okay, so, John, I think you're off to a spectacular start.
Thanks. Little flat on comfort.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
You're imperfect.
What do you mean by flat on comfort?
Like flat. I'm just evaluating.
Yeah, when you can see it when he's listening, you can see him like grading it and it's killing him. Yep.
And look, I know how, especially early, like talking on the radio, it sounded weird to hear my own voice.
Yes.
John, for you to hear your own voice and hear and sing it, and everybody's judging you.
Yeah.
There's nobody out there right now not judging you.
But this is a wonderful song.
Say it like it is.
Yeah, the song is solid. Yeah.
Forget the song. The song's great, but you're, James, spectacular so far.
Yeah, he's doing amazing.
All right, let's continue, and John cranks it up even more.
Well, this man loves a woman.
You could be his woman.
Gave you everything I had. Trying to hold on to your heartless love. Baby, please don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman, down deep in his soul, she can bring him such misery. If she's played him for a fool, he's the last one to know. Loving eyes can never see. When a man loves a woman,
out of the chair. Up on the feet, injured feet. A standing ovation for our boy. He should feel very good about it.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. That's a really, really hard song to do.
You had a point where it was just your voice, where it kind of went up, and I was like, wow.
Wow.
I mean,
well,
it was very cool.
I'm truly impressed. I mean, I've come to be
really
impressed.
Strong song.
But I thought that was one of your best ones, man.
Thank you. Well, bye.
Ladies, he could be yours. He could be yours. Uh-huh. Just saying, hey, if you know someone that should be in this thing with Richie here, it's 215-592-9494. We're open to suggestions. And I do think we need at some point probably a matchmaker type website so that we can just sort of, because we do need help, as Rhea said, infrastructure wise. I think that's the right word. You know,
I like the sound of matchmaker. It sounds like they know a lot more than I do.
I mean, John, you would probably, I'm not trying to be callous in saying this, but I would assume you would prefer photographs at some point. I mean, The spoken word is nice, but it's, I mean, I'm not trying to be a pig. I'm just saying, I mean, seltzer, that's a reasonable thing, right? I mean.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just.
You're just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there.
It's very simple. We've all been with our partners because we were attracted to them
at
some point.
It matters.
Yes.
It matters.
You look at them and say, I want to talk to her, and then you find out if you like them.
Yeah. By the way, good use of the phrase, at some point, Rhea. That was, wow, I've been attracted to our partner at some point. Wow. I'll tell you. At some point, yes.
Actually, what I meant was the original point is when you look across the room and you go,
no, I know.
I kind of would like to go talk to him.
It is. It is.
That's where it starts.
Almost all.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 215-592-9494, unless you're Manti Te'o. All right, to the phones we go. John in Manioc right now. What's up, John?
I'll tell you what. I think you just messed up, Joe. I think a couple days, you know, maybe a week goes by, we're going to get an announcement by John Ritchie that he will be off the show for 12 months to go on tour, let alone losing him to a woman. I think you're going to lose him to the international tour scene, quite frankly.
Well,
that was beautiful, John. Very good.
Thanks, John.
I play music too, and that was you. Seriously, that was good. You did good.
Thanks, man.
Joe, real quick, I was going to say one, but Phillies were great. Obviously, the crappiest team in the league, besides the Royals, maybe, in the O's. Or the A's, the Oakland A's.
Well, the A's might finish with the worst record in the history of baseball.
They might be the worst team we've ever seen. Like, they are.
Yeah. No, they might be the worst team that anyone's ever
seen. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I meant, the Royal We. I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The irony, though, is, like, occasionally, like, they tagged up Ohtani early in the season. They just tagged up Alcantara. Like, they actually put the bats on some of these pitchers sometimes. But, yeah, historically, they're horrendous. But they're even pros. Listen, real quick, though. We were talking about Sirianni earlier. I know that, you know, people aren't talking about it right now, but of all the things, like, you guys were saying, he's elite, he's great. One thing that I think is most important and why he's resonating here pretty well, the dude's, like, mad passionate.
Yeah.
You know, and I think after all the Andy Reid years, and Andy Reid was fantastic, obviously, what most people would say on the street, if you asked them what was the most annoying thing about him, was that the whole better, got to put players in a better job. And he just had no, it seemed like he didn't care when he lost. This dude's, like, crying during the national anthem. And, like, I think it's just, like, it comes across like he cares, and that's what we care about the most. So I just wanted to
It does help. I mean, there's a connectivity with the fan. You don't – this is not Andy McPhail. If we do, we do, and if we don't, we don't. I mean, you know Sirianni wants it badly.
Yeah, and I think going to the Super Bowl so early and losing, that's going to – he's a passionate enough dude that he's going to want to go back and win a couple. So I feel good with him, honestly. I really do. And we got to remember, too, Doug Peterson – like, I remember when Sirianni first came out, his first – we all admit it. When he was at the podium, we all were like,
sure.
you know, but just like Doug Peterson didn't know how to work the headset, everyone made fun of him. He ends up bringing a ring, so I feel good about him.
Okay, he's a great game day manager. Go ahead, John. What were you going to say?
Yeah, real quick. I was just going to say about underrated, because I've been thinking about this for a while. Yeah. I was listening to you earlier when I went to the gym. I thought about this very hard. I think it's got to be the cushioned toilet seat, and here's why.
Wow.
you occasionally sit on a cushioned toilet seat, whether you're at some old person's house or in a hospital or something like that, and you realize, why don't I have three or four of these in my home?
You know, John, you are touching on something very specific to my life. It's one of my great regrets. So, John, great call as always. Here's my regret. I didn't do it. I can't lay claim to this. I considered it freshman year in college, and I didn't. I wanted to buy just a cushioned toilet seat that I would take with me into the public stall, the dorm room restroom.
You've got to be kidding
because
me.
Think of it this way.
You looked into this?
Well, it's not that I looked into it, like went to a store. It's that I should have. Here's my advice to all college kids. All right, here's the deal. If you're about to go away to college or if you're already in college and the whole deal, you got another year or two up ahead. But in the dorm, it's a freaking free-for-all in there. It's like, I mean, it depends how many, but there could be as many as 40 or 50 people all using the same two or three, you know, johns.
Seats.
So why not? Because I'm also like, I'll do a little wiping some stuff off and sometimes the toilet paper across if I feel it warrants it. Like if I'm sitting down, I want to sit down and not have distress in my brain. And the theory that I came up with, and I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the guts to walk through the hallway. I should have bought the toilet seat, and every time I would just place the toilet seat on top of the toilet seat.
I don't know, Joe.
It'd be a beautiful thing.
That's a lot of work. Then you got to clean the toilet seat off.
Yeah.
Like now that I have OCD from the whole experience that we went through in 2020, I would be worried about like sanitary purposes.
Put it in a bag.
With a separate seat.
Put it in a bag.
But you're putting that seat on top of the toilet.
But it only touches the toilet, and the good part touches me every time.
But you would have to touch that part to put it back in the bag.
Yeah, have a little handle or something. Yeah, figure it out. You put your thinking cap on.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't think it's that good an idea.
All right, well, toilet seat on top of toilet seat.
It is funny because parents have to do this in a different way because, you know, yes. You carry around a little toilet seat thing. Like it's called an owl. It's like a shape of an owl, and we carry it everywhere when we go out because my daughter will fall through, if not for that. So there is this idea just for children.
Are you willing, James, to carry, it's called the owl. Will you carry the owl for me?
No.
For potty training children.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They are out there.
Take an owl person, you know? Be my servant there, James.
That would be a real role for someone.
Really would. Hey, today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, is Nick Sirianni, in fact, an elite NFL head coach? Yes? No? Don't know yet, too early. Know this, after year two of Chip, looked like he was. After year two of Doug, certainly looked like he was. Neither right now would be in any sort of ranking as far as elite NFL head coach, although certainly Doug had a nice bounce back year last year. Let's go to Mike in Exton right now. Hi, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, on a beautiful Chester County morning, Mr. Ritchie, you are a renaissance man, number one.
Thanks.
And as you guys are enduring the Phillies on Wednesday night, as a veteran of Philadelphia's live aid, this guy is amazingly underrated and will be at the Wells Fargo. That will be Bryan Adams.
Wow. Well, the problem is he hasn't done much that's worked for people in like 25, 30 years. Doesn't he do different kind of music now? I mean, he was great.
Joe, he's also a photographer to the point where I saw him in an interview last week. He has taken pictures of the Queen.
Okay.
He's a Renaissance man. But anyway, at Live Aid, he came out at high noon and sang Kids Wanna Rock. And he is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is a disgrace. Joan Jett, I love her. She's there, too. She is in. So I am calling for the head of the Rock and Roll, the president, to be impeached.
I still can't believe we lost out on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, remember it was us in Cleveland and it went to Cleveland? Like, what in the world? Cleveland?
Yeah, well, Joe, Mayor Good got into that way late in the program. Remember that? But they were going to put it at Penn's Landing. I don't know about that.
I gotcha. Okay.
But Bryan Adams.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, an interesting. What do you got on the Phillies here today?
I don't know. I was looking for 90 this year. That's all. You know, you're a good team, win 90. I know we have injuries. We have all that. I don't know. As Joe, as you have said, third wild card participation playoff trophy.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's if
they, and Mike, that's if they even get it. And hey, good call as always. So, John, let's get to it. I have here in front of me, and we do this every couple weeks. Once you get into the teeth of the season, we look at sort of the percentage chance for the Phils to make the playoffs, at least as ascertained by some mathematician types. But it's not just about where you are in the standings. It's also supposed to be about, you know, what you're perceived to have on your team and what kind of schedule you have up ahead and all that stuff. And there's no one formula for this, which is why there's always different answers to the question of what are the Phillies, you know, percentage chance to make the playoffs. But I'll give you the two answers, John, that we have in front of us right now. And neither is particularly good. I mean, I will tell you that. Remember, there's a whole – Phillies are four – look, they're way back of the Braves. They're 4.5 games back of the third wild card spot, and there's a bunch of teams in between the Phillies and that spot. Now, I do still expect the Phillies to pick it up, but as I've said a million times, I think the Mets will pick it up. I think the Padres will pick it up. And I guess I'm starting to come around to the thing that – I guess the Diamondbacks are just legit.
They're good.
I mean, I forget, is it 9 up right now on the Phillies?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Like, that is really – that's not impossible. That's very difficult to overcome. Not to mention all those other teams we talk about all the time, the Pirates and the Cubs and the Giants and all those teams. All right. And the Marlins. So, two websites, Sean. First is FanGraphs. And at 27-32, which is very similar to what the Phillies were, remember last year, 21-29 and blah, blah, blah. FanGraphs determines the Phillies to have a 27.1% chance to make the playoffs. That's the better of the two numbers, John. BaseballReference.com determines the Phillies to have a 17.2% chance. Now, I will tell you, looking at BaseballReference.com, I think BaseballReference.com has it too low. I want to be very clear. Like, they have the Marlins, who are a couple games better than the Phillies, at 17.8%, better than the Phillies. I don't think the Marlins, with their talent, should be better than the Phillies with their talent. So I fundamentally see what I think is a flaw. But the reality is, whether it's 17% or 27 or even should be a little higher than that, you know, these are pretty damning and alarming combination of numbers.
It sounds surprisingly low. I do think after this series, which will go well, those numbers will start to creep up, and I think you can expect more of the same throughout this month. I think this is as bad as it's going to look numbers-wise.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, they better pick it up. I'll tell you this. Here's an alarming one. 8 games back of the Braves. Now, this also might feel to me a tad high, but for what it's worth, the Braves, according to both sites, have at least a 97.9% chance to win the division.
Wow.
Now, I think that's a little crazy.
He's got 103 games left.
I know. But remember, they not only have the better record, I think most of us think they have the better team. I mean, come on, let's be real. I find that number to be a little, like, if you literally played this season 100 times, I think the Phillies, I don't think the Braves would win it 98 times out of 100, but these numbers aren't great. Rhea, what's your reaction when you hear these numbers? I mean, there's a bunch of teams in there, like the Marlins with a better number, the Cardinals with just about an equal number. They've got a couple less wins than the Phillies, but they should pick it up. You've got a team like the Giants that have a number double the Phillies. The Padres double the Phillies. What do you make of this?
What I make of it is we were mocking the Oakland A's for being – the Phillies are one of the worst team in baseball over the first couple months.
They have been.
I mean, I'm sorry. They're awful. You know, we could – and you were right. I didn't get excited that they won two straight against the Nationals. Zach Wheeler, if you're not completely alarmed by Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, I mean, that, you know, we could talk all we want about the bats. The pitching has been awful.
Yeah.
Awful and inconsistent.
James, what's been worse, the pitching or the hitting?
Man, both.
Right?
You know, yeah. The hitting has disappointed me more of the two. I think the pitching is the bigger problem, ultimately, because I think the hitting will come around. But the fact the bats have, I mean, it was their first 3-run homer since, like, the beginning of the season, where were we yesterday or whatever,
that's
since, like, the first week or two of the season. Like,
April, yeah, yeah, I think
like,
you're right.
This lineup's way too good to be doing what they're doing.
And
way
JT, and look, JT had a bevy of hits this weekend, but entering the weekend at 3-43? I mean, come on, man. Like, it's like, whew. So anyway, I just found these numbers to be, and by the way, let's just give you the Mets numbers, and then we'll get right back to the phones. So the Mets, so the website that has the Phillies at 16.7 to get the wild card, or let me put it a different way, 17.2 to make the postseason. That site has the Mets at a 40.3% chance to make the postseason. And the other website that has the Phillies at 27% chance to make the playoffs has the Mets at 55%. I mean, the Phillies have some serious work to do.
How many series against the Mets have we lost in a row? Is it seven?
It's something crazy. I don't remember.
Is this just matchups? Is this just bad luck? Point, you have to look at this and say it does matter. That we can't beat that Mets team.
Well,
I think those numbers must reflect that to some degree.
I'll say this.
I think our numbers are about to come up in a hurry.
Well, they're going to come up a bit. The thing is, they got to come up more than a bit. That's the problem. They actually got to come up more than a bit. Let's talk to Dustin in Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right, Dustin.
Yeah, Richie. Killed it, bro. That was great.
Man.
You gotta keep them coming.
That's a great song.
Hopefully Seltzer will put my Times Viewers message out there for you. You'll enjoy it. But listen, guys, I wanted to talk Sixers, and I want to talk Eagles, but, like, the Phillies, everybody needs to relax, man. It's so – I know I keep saying it, but it's so early in the season. But, Joe, this team, you have so many good players at different positions. I mean, Ben Davis was talking about it yesterday. Putting Castellanos as number two, he did it in Cincinnati and I think one other time in his career.
Castellanos has been great. He's been their best hitter for the season. I mean, he's been great. None of this is his fault.
It comes down to the skipper putting the players in the right position, and that is what Sirianni does.
Well, hold on, Dustin. You're crossing messages all over the place. So, yes, the skipper has a hand in it. But when Kyle Schwarber's up, and he did it yesterday, and he did it this weekend, but he did not do it in April and May. You got to hit the baseball.
Okay, you're absolutely right, but let me counter this. Why, if he's not hitting the baseball, why is he hitting fourth for us? Why is he hitting leadoff for us? That's a stupid move, Joe.
I agree.
That's showing that you don't know. I hate to use Doc Rivers because he's such a douche, but it shows that you don't know baseball, dude. You cannot put somebody struggling like that in a critical part of your lineup. I've been calling it all year, and I know everybody else has.
Yeah, but Dustin,
why is Brandon Marsh batting last?
I agree with you on that, but I will say, other than him, there's no one else to pull up. I mean, they've had six or seven guys struggle at the same time. So I there's not that much you can do that changes too much. Dustin, give me an answer. Who or what is underrated?
Real quick, last point of Sixers. Sure. Dude, you got to talk. Getting rid of Sam Cassell is going to hurt this team so freaking bad, dude. Oh, man, that's sucks.
I was bummed. For those that missed it, Cassell to the Celtics. He will be the lead assistant for the Celtics.
That guy up there needs a good assistant.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know how did it go down?
Well, don't you think Nurse is going to bring in his own people?
Could be, but I don't know. Did they offer it to Cassell? Did they not? Did the Celtics want to pay?
It's hard if they interviewed him.
I agree with you.
And then to come and work for.
That's what I think it is. Yeah, I agree. Dustin, go ahead. Who or what's underrated, Dustin?
How about that feeling after you floss and you get a piece of popcorn kernel out of your tooth?
I kind of think we all enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty rated.
Yeah, I think it's.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll tell you who I would say is probably underrated, but will not be as of this time tomorrow, is our caller Leighton. So Leighton is our Josh Harris guy. Look, Joe Conklin handles the Doc Rivers impersonation. He has developed a Daryl Morey impersonation. For years, he has had an excellent Joel Embiid impersonation. And our caller, Leighton, has for a couple years called in when we were in the midday show, now the morning show, done this Josh Harris impersonation. And he's really good at it. Tomorrow at this time, now 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, we're going to have Conklin and Leighton in studio together. Look, could be a total train wreck. I don't think it's going to be. One thing about radio, just throw some stuff up against the wall and give it a shot. Some of it will be sort of formed, and some of it will just be free-flowing. We'll take phone calls, and these guys can just chime in. The thing about this Leighton guy, he's really good at off the
–
he's sharp.
Yeah.
It's not just that he has the voice. He knows the things that irritate people about Josh Harris, and he'll lean into that. Like, he'll make the buying the Washington Commanders references or owning the Devils or all that. All right. For
he
those,
climbs inside. He's a method guy.
He is. It's unbelievable. Let's listen. If you've never heard him before, you'll hear him a lot tomorrow during the 8 o'clock hour. I actually think it's going to be really fun, funny, different kind of radio, having both Conklin as Doc, Daryl, and Joel, and this Leighton guy in as Josh Harris for a whole hour in studio. If you've never heard him before, this is a little taste of what will be in studio tomorrow.
We have had a week of rest. Harden's in the therapy, getting massages. I've seen him in the gym. I'm seeing things you're not seeing. Yeah. Okay.
So he'll be a different player when the postseason starts.
It's like the first five games you saw. That's what you're going to get.
But then what happens after five games? Does he return to this Harden?
We're going to go fo-fo-fo. We're going to sweep everybody and give him plenty of rest.
This guy's good, man. I'm telling you. In studio tomorrow, a Conklin-Leighton special during the 8 o'clock hour. We'll just see where it goes and have some fun. Let's talk to Dr. Gina in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dr. Gina.
Good morning. How you doing?
Always.
Everybody good Dr. on a Monday?
Gina.
Cool.
Always so better when we talk to you, Dr. Gina.
Oh, thank you so much. A couple quick things. John, I saw Percy Sledge years ago song.
Wow.
Yes. And I got to tell you, dude, you killed it. You just killed it. You really did. I mean, I've seen him in person doing it. Now, granted, it's Percy Sledge. You can't underrate him, but, you know, but you did a great job. And having spent many, many years with a guitar player who passed away, unfortunately, God bless a man who plays guitar. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you, Dr.
And does
Gina.
It well. Yes, yes. That's the first thing I wanted to hit on. The Phillies, like, they're just my background music for the summer.
Wow.
Whatever happens, I'm good. Whatever happens, I'm good. No matter what, I'm not putting my hopes on them. I'm not discounting them. They're my background music, and whatever they do is whatever they
Hold
do.
Hold on, let me ask. I need a clarification. Are you saying you're good because your life's good and their background? Or are you saying because of what they did last year, you give them a grace period of this whole season, even if they fail?
No grace period. No, it's just that at this point now where we've seen, like, I'm, you know, you're waiting for everybody to catch fire. No one's life can be on hold waiting for anybody to catch fire. You have to just kind of forge ahead. If they do great, I'll be thrilled. If they stink, I'll say, oh, well. And I'd hate to see, because I've been listening to the Phillies on the radio since I was like 13 years old.
Yeah.
So this just, it's disappointing, no doubt. But I'm certainly, like, not rushing home from work so I can put on the game.
Well, that's an interesting point. See, what you just touched on there, that's what the Phillies need to be real careful with.
Yeah.
I mean, like, here's the deal. They probably will have less walk-ups in June and July than they would have had. I think they were getting close. If they'd gotten off to a good or great start, I think they could have had a summer of sellouts.
No doubt.
Sellouts.
No doubt. No doubt. I am so with
and
you
they
on
won't,
that.
And they will not have that now.
No, and, like, I'm not going out, rushing out to buy tickets to any games or anything. I was considering it, and now I'm like, yeah, well, I'll just wait and see. And I'm sure there's a lot of other Phillies fans who feel exactly the way I do.
Yeah. All right, what do you got on the NBA Finals?
Well, watching Jokic, like, even though they lost, I think they did lose yesterday, right?
Correct.
Regardless, Jokic is the MVP. Like, you watch that guy, and I'm telling you, how many times did he fall down during the last 3 weeks? You know what I mean? How many? And it's really, I understand about Embiid getting it. I think it was just really in response to his bitch moaning and whining, truthfully. But and I think the NBA just said, okay, we'll give it to him, and then we don't have to give it to
him
again.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't. No, listen, some people are saying that. Jokic, Embiid was – he was historically great in the regular season. He did not deliver the same standard in the postseason.
And Jokic dethrottled. Like
he
the
did.
Last, you know, he didn't go for it in the same way.
Right.
And Embiid passed
right.
him.
And the Sixers had a better record in what is considered a harder conference.
I get it. But watching Jokic play is like, wow.
Oh, he's more trustworthy. Gina, give me a great answer. Who or what is underrated? Jokic was. A month and a half ago, Jokic would have been like the winning answer now.
Yes. I think making your bed and coming home to a made bed so that you can get under nice, soft sheets.
It's good. I mean, I don't do it enough, but it's, man, the made bed.
I think most people are big fans of that.
They know about it.
Yeah.
But they just don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people do it.
What percentage?
How often do you do it, Joe?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest.
Uh-oh.
I do it. The same number of times a year that I change my sheets. So if I change my sheets like once every 2 to 3 weeks, I make my bed once every 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Meaning if it's not a change the sheets day, I do not make the bed. Now, I will straighten it a bit. I will, not always, but I will try to take the cover up, make it look decent, take the other thing, the comforter up, make it look decent, but it's not a made bed. What about you, John? What's your holy guy over there?
I don't make
can
it.
Do no wrong.
I don't make my bed.
Okay.
I mean, I change the sheets.
Sure.
I don't choose to make the bed.
Okay.
I mean,
I feel less shameful.
It's every couple weeks.
Okay, we're on the same page.
We are.
I appreciate that.
I think maybe we should do a little more often.
We
but
should.
I think we're in an okay zone.
Because you do sleep better with the clean sheets and made bed.
Oh, nice.
It's a different level of sleep.
Yes, it is.
So, I got it, guys. I got to make a decision here soon. So, as I referenced earlier, I went to bed last night. I mean, I went to bed way earlier than this. I fell asleep last night around 1 o'clock. Okay.
I had the same issue.
All right. Here's the problem. I don't care about you right now. I care about me. Because I am scheduled to play Tecmo Bowl today. Mm-hmm. For what will probably be between 5 to 7 hours through the late morning into the afternoon. And then, of course, there's a Phillies game tonight. Do I play Tecmo Bowl or do I cancel? I mean, this is like, this is what the morning show thing, normally this wouldn't be an issue, but, you know, if I'd gotten 6 or 7 or 8 hours of sleep, it'd be no problem. I'd go
play
Tecmo
Bowl. Can you reschedule?
Yes, but it's, you know, but it's going to push it off into next week.
Because here's the problem is, I will tell you, I've done this show for a lot longer than you.
Yeah.
Sunday nights are always a problem.
Yeah.
The problem for me.
It's because you kind of enter weekend mode and you stay up later on Saturday.
Up later on Friday and Saturday. And so, because you want to have somewhat of a normal life.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's just, I would say I try to never schedule things on Mondays.
Yeah.
Because I know I'll be tired.
No, I appreciate that. That makes a lot of sense. That's what I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
And, I'm having a hard time going to sleep on Sunday nights.
Go through the Eagles schedule. Do not schedule anything after a Sunday night game or a Monday night game.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you,
it will be
painful.
I really do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.